Good evening, friends and family. Welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast Learning Center, Monday evening raw. We got so many names for, but we're excited to be here because we're talking about statutory, exposing the spiritual pedophile. So let's go ahead and get this call kicked off by introducing our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening.
How are you doing this evening, sir?
I'm doing wonderful.
Great, thank you.
Ready?
Okay, well, we got a lot of background noise. Okay. So with that being said, let us go ahead and open up the call with prayer, please, Ms. Tiana.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this amazing opportunity to continue to serve you. We are truly grateful for this platform, Heavenly Father, that you've continued to provide to sharing your word, no matter where we are, from one part of the country to the next. Heavenly Father, as we go forward on this topic, dear Lord, may we allow your words to be the words, Heavenly Father, that are shared tonight. May we all be here with open hearts and open minds, Heavenly Father, to truly just receive in you. Heavenly Father, continue to bless our leader and all those that are hearing of our voices tonight. Heavenly Father, may we take away, Heavenly Father, what it is to be in you, Heavenly Father, to receive from you, Heavenly Father, and to walk in you. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. So with that being said, let us go ahead and get started. Y'all, this is a Monday night raw. This is a Monday night live. This is our learning center. Okay? We come with expectation of learning about this topic. We've been talking about it all week. We've been talking about this statutory. So with that being said, is Mr. DJ here tonight, Ms. Tiana?
He's not here at this time, sir.
Okay, well, tell me what did you gain from this topic on this past week, Ms. Tiana?
What I really took away this week, Mr. Carr, is that this statutory is something that we all have responsibilities for. Not only for, we think, especially when it comes to pedophiles, that it's just children of young age, but also children in their walk in Christ, and that we are responsible for what it is that we present to anyone that comes our way. We're also responsible for ourselves. We so often are ready to potentially blame others. We are so often not even thinking of the things in which we are the cause of. And unfortunately, then walk away with abusing ourselves and abusing our spiritual beings and not being present in what God calls us to be. So what I took away from this week is that we have to be studied up. We have to be knowledgeable of His word, and we have to be aware of what quote unquote predators are present and within ourselves and those around us so that we can protect the little ones in natural as well as in the spirit. And I see that our brother, Mr. DJ, has joined us and is here with us now, Mr. Carr.
Okay, go ahead and invite Mr. DJ on.
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing, Mr. DJ?
All right.
Good deal. So tell us, what did you take away from this past week?
Well, statutory comes in forms of more than just rape and sexual oppression and aggression. Spiritually, you know, I never thought about it that way. So this topic for this week really opened my eyes up in the correlations of like clear as day. You know, statutory is basically the letter of the law. What thus says the law. And you can violate it. Some people might use the word technically. That's a shortcut. If you want to say, well, technically, you didn't do this, but technically you did. You know, or according to law, you did. You know, and this week's topic exposed a lot because that's the way you have to realize from looking on the other side, like where God is, about how we do him. You don't have to be young to be a victim of statutory. You can be an elder. You could be, you know, you're going to be a predator the younger you are, the more nuanced that you are, the more on spiritual milk and new to Christ, because those are the weak. Those are the ones that the devil comes and preys on first. Those predators, the molesters, those kind of people, they come after you first. But you can be a victim. You can be a victim no matter what age you are. And then you can also do it to yourself. That's the scary part about it. You don't even have to have a influence of outside. You know, there are some things where you can do it to yourself and steer yourself the wrong way. You know, when you don't deny yourself, you take the wheel and think you know more than Christ or don't think you need him no more, that's when we really, really get in trouble. So, you know, but just in listening with that this week really opened my eyes about the nuances about not knowledge is king, man. Without your mind, you know, a rapper used to say, my lethal weapon is my mind. That is so true. You know, when your knowledge, if you don't study to show thyself proved, then you're weak. You're exposed. You like a little innocent child, and you can be persuaded to do bad things, bad habits, go places you shouldn't be going, and better, even worse, you don't have the equipment that you need to the PhD, you know, your doctrine, your power to hold the devil back. You know, there are lots of little things that you can to really get the devil off of you, you know. But if you don't know that, if you don't study, if you don't surround yourself in the right places, right areas, with the right equipment, then you're subject to anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotcha. So we're on live now, y'all. Thank you for that, Mr. DJ. How you doing, Miss Tamara? What's going on, Cornelius and Kenya and Katrina? Rakisha, how y'all doing, Miss Tiana, Miss Erica? Miss Colette Jackson, how are y'all? So, y'all, we're talking about statutory, exposing the spiritual pedophile. I put it as exposing the spiritual molester. What is a molester? What is someone who molests people?
That's someone who bothers you against your will.
Mm-hmm.
If you bother with something, I think even in Spanish, the word molest means to bother.
Okay.
Yeah, to interrupt. Okay. Let me say to interrupt the normal flow.
So, right. So how you doing, Ms. Eureka? What's going on, Jennifer, Ms. Vicky and Shira, Ms. Jamara? So y'all know that a molester is someone who pesters someone, who harasses someone, who sexually assaults or abuses someone, someone who misuses a woman or a child, maybe. How you doing, Ms. LaTanya? So this is real. A lot of times people don't want to hear about spiritual molestation because it typically don't go in the same pot, Mr. DJ. Typically people want to separate, you know, molestation from the spiritual side of things. But it's real and it's true. Because not do you just, you know how people say emotionally I'm just scarred. I'm scarred. How you doing, Ms. Shabri? People say emotionally I'm just scarred. If somebody can emotionally abuse you, you don't think they can spiritually abuse you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
It's very well possible, right, Mr. DJ? That's very possible.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And think about it now. Okay? Mrs. Green, how you doing, Ms. Katina? Think about this for a second. When we talk about exposing spiritual molesters, how does someone spiritually molest you? How does that happen? We said that a molester is a person who harasses someone, who is aggressive, persistent, trying to get some type of sexual thing going on, right?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Hmm. How you doing, Miss Alicia Grimes? So, is it possible, y'all? Miss Jennifer said it can happen. How you doing, Miss Pearl? Okay, how does someone spiritually molest you? Let me start with that question.
Okay.
Mr. DJ, how do you, How you doing, Miss Sandra? How does someone spiritually molest you? How you doing, Miss Rainey? How does somebody spiritually molest somebody else?
The number one thing, do as I say, not as I do.
Oh. Mr. DJ.
Yes,
you
sir.
Just said the words, when people say, how you doing, Arlene? There she go, Miss Tabitha. How you doing, Miss Arlene? That's my, look, Miss Arlene, you just brighten our day. So when someone spiritually molests you, Mr. DJ just said the words that you hear typically. Tell them again, Mr. DJ.
Do as I say, but not as I do.
All right.
We tell
so how many times have we heard, do as I say, but not as I do?
Lord help.
Uh-huh. How you doing, Rachel and Kathy? How are you? Ms. Arlene say, hey, family. Y'all see how it's going? So when you hear words like, do as I say, not as I do, so now we can identify that. What's going on, Brian? Now we can identify that as perhaps maybe a molester. To tell someone to do as I say. So hold on, Mr. DJ. Here's a bigger question. Okay? Here's a bigger question.
Okay.
If do as I say, not as I do, if those kind of categorize people into this category of being a molester, I think we hear that a lot from parents to children. What does that make sense?
That's right. That's right.
Uh-oh, Ms. Arlene just said it. My cousin raised here. Ms. Arlene said, we tell our children that all the time. And that's right, Ms. Arlene. So what does that make a parent? How you doing, Mr. Brenner? Ms. Teresa? Ms. Deborah? What does that make a parent when a parent says, do as I say, not as I do? Does that make us a molester? Now, let me clarify something for everybody right quick. We're talking about spiritual molesters. See,
right.
I don't want everybody to say, well, I would never touch my child, so I'm not a molester. But don't you know that if somebody can mentally abuse you, don't you know that you can mentally molest somebody too?
Yes, sir.
Right? Ms. Jennifer said, for example, Jim Jones, he poisoned people's minds, and then they drank poison. All right. He was a preacher. All right, Ms. Jennifer. I agree with that, and that's true. And if y'all don't know what she's talking about, go look up Jim Jones. Y'all see what time it is. He literally poisoned
right,
their minds. I'm sorry?
I said, that's right, with the Kool-Aid.
That's right, with this Kool-Aid. Side knife.
Right.
All right?
Also,
Ms. Jennifer said, is spiritual molestation a form of brainwashing? Ooh, boy, we got some questions. We're going to get to that one in a second, Ms. Jennifer. Hold on. How you doing, Ms. Erica? So, y'all, is it possible to tell our children all the time, do as I say, not as I do? Does that mean that parents... Do that mean that we're brainwashing our children, that we're spiritually molesting them to do as we say, not as God say?
Amen.
Uh-oh.
Yes, indeed.
Uh-oh. Because I thought we were supposed to show them the glory of God, not the glory of us.
That's right.
Amen.
I think spiritual molesters want more credit, and they want people to fear them and reverence them and respect them more than they want people to fear, reverence, and respect God. That's what I think.
Manipulation. You're right.
Come on, y'all. Now, you do know that a molester would back down and say, no, that's not the case. But when you live a life of, I want to be in control, and how do you gain control? Well, if you can't get it the way that you want it, you manipulate things, don't you?
That's right.
It's very true.
Y'all with me? How you doing, Ms. Raven? Ms. Nija, Keisha, and Nisi? How y'all doing? Y'all, this is real. And see, this is the thing. I hope that a lot of people get this, and I hope, you know, whether you stay or not, but you got to hear the truth someday. See, a lot of times we don't want to tap into what we do. We always want to point fingers at what other people do because it's disgusting to see a grown man molest a young child, whether that child is a female or male. That's disgusting. But if that's the physical nature is disgusting, why is not the spiritual nature disgusting? It's disgusting to see people, you don't have to be a pastor, you could be the head of your house, that you have control, that you say, do as I say, not as I do. What you're doing is you're manipulating a child to say, you're going to do it my way or no way at all. But see, here's the problem with that thing.
If God laughed at our plan, why then are we sharing our plans with children when we have no foundation for what we just said? See, wouldn't it be easier for us to say, hey, do what I said because, see, follow me as I follow God, as opposed to telling your child to do as I say, not as I do. See, what you're saying is, I think about what's right, I just don't do it. So that makes you a hypocrite. When people say, do as I say, not as I do, what you're calling yourself is a H-Y-P-O-crit. Hypocrite.
Yes.
Oh, boy, this one will get interesting. How you doing, Miss Sabrina? This gets real, people. So what we do is we take the easy route, okay? And what's easy to do is manipulate a child's mind. Why? Because I'm your daddy and I said so. That ain't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you the parent, does that mean somebody should follow you? Well, God was in heaven before he even sent Jesus. That wasn't good enough, so he met us where we was. Why do you think he sent Jesus? Wasn't for his good but for ours.
Yes, indeed.
See, God has the right because he doesn't manipulate, he doesn't molest anybody's spiritual framework. What God did was he says, do as I say and do as I have done. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I do know a lot of people will run from this topic. You know why? Because some people hold their pastors higher than they hold God. I'm going to tell the truth. Y'all know this, right?
Yes, sir.
So they don't want to hear it.
Mothers.
Because what happens is the truth interrupts their plans. How you doing, Miss Brittany? A lot of people don't want to hear this type of stuff because, see, who are you to talk about? I'm not talking about your pastor, but, hey, what they say, if the shoe fit, wear, don't get mad at me. Because, see, just like Jim Jones, Miss Jennifer just said it earlier. See, just like Jim Jones, Miss Jennifer is not the only pastor that's molesting people's minds. Just listen to the congregation and see how they talk. When somebody keep on telling you my pastor said as opposed to God said, now you know who their master is. Hello? That means somebody been molesting them so much that they can no longer see God. They see their pastor as their God. Hello?
Come on.
Huh?
That's right, Mr. Carr.
Miss Arlene said we must live as an example, set the standards, train the child up the way he should go, and he would not depart. That is right, Miss Arlene.
Right.
Miss said Ephesians 6:4. Okay, do not provoke your kids, fathers, to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. How you doing, Miss Clarissa, Miss Nakisha? Okay, y'all with me? So let's get to some of these questions, Mr. DJ. I had some questions out there. Miss Jennifer, I'm going to get to your question in 1 second, but I saw one before, Miss Jennifer.
Mr. Carr.
Sir, what you got?
It's funny what you just mentioned because, you know, you got some people, you ask them, are they a Christian? They'll tell you what church they go to.
All right.
With the pastor. That's not the question. You ask them, are you saved? They'll tell you what church they go to. That's not the question. That's how you know who's in front.
All right, now. So people who spiritually manipulate people, they don't even know that they're molesting them. And how you know that you have been molested? When the attention is no longer on God, but the individual you think you serve.
Right.
None of them girls would come clean about R. Kelly, would they? Now, I'm not saying that the man molested them, but I'm just saying none of them said that neither, did they?
That's right.
Hello, somebody. Okay. See, when you manipulate somebody's mind, you don't even have to physically touch them. You know how it is, women. Can y'all be honest? Women, talk to me. You want a man that stimulates your mind first. If he can stimulate your mind, he won. Huh? You want a man that don't have to physically touch you, but you'll lay on that phone all night with him. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about, you know, somebody who can sing. Brother can look like a struck match. You hear me? He can look like a struck match. Let him be able to sing. If he can sing, all you got to do is turn your back on him and be like, sing it to me, baby. He sneak up on you. You don't want to look at him. But y'all see what I'm saying?
Right.
Look, manipulation through the mental psyche now. Y'all follow me? This is real.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And so what we tend to do is when we mentally stimulated by something, boy, we wide open. It got us, hey, whatever you want. Huh?
Right.
Whatever you want, you got it. Boy, if a brother can sing, if a sister can sing, Right? Now watch this. Ms. Sharon had a question. Ms. Sharon said, can someone be born a pedophile, or is this a learned behavior? Ah. Can somebody be born a pedophile, or is this a learned behavior? First and foremost, can y'all help me define what's a pedophile, Mr. DJ? What's a pedophile?
Pedophile is a person that desires young people. They like a young boy, a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
You could be a young person and like young boys and young girls and grow to be an older person that likes young boys and young girls. But there's no age limit on a pedophile. But one thing they all have in common, they like young people, like not non-adult. Let me say it like that.
Okay, so a pedophile is a person who is sexually attracted to children.
Children, right.
Yes.
That's what Mr. DJ just said. Y'all agree with that? I agree. Ms. Sharon's question says, can someone be born a pedophile? Or is this a learned behavior? Is it that somebody is born to be attracted to children? Or is it a learned behavior? Now, before you answer that question, let me throw another curveball at you. If you cool with people saying that I was born liking the same sex, what's the difference?
Come on. Come on.
People mad now. What's the difference?
Come on.
Come on. Come on, somebody. Talk to me.
It's Mr. Carr, it's definitely a learned behavior. There's no being born. You were born. Yes, we were born of sin, but with God, we know that we can do everything that He calls us to do. So loving on children, He expects us to train them up. Love them means to train them up. It doesn't mean to be sexual with them. It's the same as loving of the same sexes. We know that that's a sin. He burnt down cities for them, tore them to the ground, because that's not what he planned. His plan is man and woman. So he definitely is not looking for us to love on a children, any children in that way. So that is purely learned behavior.
Okay. How you doing, Ms. Whitlock and Ms. Cynthia, Ms. Hopkins and Ms. Marcia? How are you doing, Ms. Leela? Ms. Brenda, how are you, Ms. Kimberly? And Mr. Lett, Ms. Joyce, Ms. Natty, how are y'all? C.A., Krista, how are you? Ms. Dina and Ms. Shawanda, how you doing? Huh? Right, how you doing, Ms. Ingrid? So, how you doing, Ms. Kiara? Ms. Kiara, I'm waiting to see you at the gym, too. I just want to sidetrack that for a second, but we're going to get back to this. So, is this a learned behavior? Can someone be born a pedophile, or is it a learned behavior? Ms. Kenya say both. Any age, okay. Ain't that somebody? Yeah, what y'all got? Ms. Jennifer said, that's just like saying, can someone be born gay? It's a learned behavior. High five, Ms. Jennifer. But Ms. Jennifer, don't you know that some people believe that people are born gay? If someone is born gay, how then do you believe in a perfect God? Answer that question for me. If someone is born gay, how do you believe in a perfect God? He makes no mistakes.
That's right.
Uh-oh, boy. I don't want to make nobody mad, but if the truth offends you, I do understand. Ms. LaTanya said definitely a learned behavior. Ain't that something? How you doing, Ms. Angela? Y'all with us so far? Ms. Asia, how are you? Yes. Ms. Brenda? Y'all with us? Can somebody born a pedophile? Or is it a learned behavior? I think the going consensus is that it's a learned behavior.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What gives you the urge to want to flirt or mess or manipulate a child? What gives you the urge to want to do that? Okay. Everybody with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Here's the thing. Why is it a double standard when it comes to pedophiling? You see a lot of men, but don't you know they also have female pedophiles? But to the female pedophile, it's only horrible when it's been exposed. What about the female that's, according to the statutes, every state is different, right? But what about the female that messes with the 15-year-old boy and she's 22?
That's wrong.
Do we put the same consistency as a level of wrong on it that we would with a 22-year-old man messing with a 15-year-old girl? Is the same type of wrong?
It's the same type of wrong that society doesn't.
Right. So society doesn't. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Huh? Ms. Jennifer said it could be hereditary, which could be a learned behavior. All right. A learned behavior for sure, Ms. Ingrid said. Okay. It's who they are, Ms. Kenya. All right. I see what's going on, Brad. Gerald Honeycutt, what's happening? Ms. Arlene said they say a child is responsible for his sins at the age of 12. Okay. His mind is not fully developed, so how can he be responsible? I never understood. Help me to understand that. That's, no, you're right, Ms. Arlene. A child, it's called the age of innocence, okay? And it's around the age of 12 and things like that, right? But here's the thing. Some say age of 12, 13, we're not going to get into that. Here's the bigger thing. Even in the natural, you know, we have to obey man's law as long as it does not interrupt God's law. So first God's law, then man's law. The reason why I'm saying law, okay, it's because a law is a statute that's put in place to protect. True? That's why we say the police are supposed to protect and serve. They are the law. Well, them aside, because we don't always get that. Okay, you with me? But God's law is upright, erect, standard, and it holds true. It does not lose luster. Y'all with me so far?
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So, the statute, Ms. Arlene, is put in place to protect a child who otherwise couldn't protect themselves. Hence, the Bible says, woe, W-O-E, to them who causes one of my little ones to stumble. Woe means that you better slow down. Woe means death to you. Woe means you better stop what you're doing. He says, woe to them who causes one of my little ones to stumble. Who is God's little ones? Who wants spiritual milk? Who's still trying to grow in God? See, if we cause God, one of God's little ones to stumble, if we call somebody to sin, Miss Arlene, what I mean by this is if you are a female or if you're a male, whatever, we can use a female in this case, since you're a female. If you're a female and you know better and that brother not saved, but you know God better than he may, okay, and you saying, man, I just got to get it because I got to get mine and I just want to have a little thing. Miss Arlene, he already lost. He's trying to grow. But you know better. To whom much is given, much is required. And you lay down with that brother. And you say, but God, he did that on his own will. That's almost like a pedophile saying, but that 15-year-old wanted to have sex with me. But you got to know better. Because you knew that you shouldn't have laid with this man outside of marriage. But you had to get, so you manipulated him. How? Surely, clear. You know how we do that. A little eyeliner. On a lip perfume, whatever you do to make him want you. And so the plot thickens. So a pedophile is not just one who preys on the naturally young, it also is one who preys on the spiritually young. Hello.
That's right.
How you doing, Miss Stevens? Miss Christy, how are you? How you doing, Miss Melissa? Miss Donovan, how are you doing? Y'all with me? Miss Ebony?
Yes.
How are you doing, Miss Ebony? Miss Ebony was going in last week. She was good, huh? So y'all with us now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So let's get to Miss Jennifer had a question. Let me get back to Miss Jennifer's question. Miss Jennifer had a really good question. Okay? Miss Jennifer's question. Miss Jennifer, I'm coming to it. I got to scroll back up. Oh, Lord, the thing won't let me scroll no more. Okay, y'all done left. Miss Jennifer, can you repeat your question for me? If you don't mind, because I can't see it. Ms. Arlene said the pastor is a man. First, they better recognize he can't punch their ticket into heaven. All right. Can we get to Ms. Jennifer? Ms. Jennifer, can you send your question again, please? All right. Ms. Tiana, did somebody else help her?
Yeah, that's what I was just about to share. I had one question that someone shared. They were saying, and I think it aligns with a post someone just put. Last night we talked about pedophiles being someone the child more than likely knows. someone who they may have built a relationship yet. But we didn't really talk about pedophiles who were victims of the same crime. How do we work with them to help break that cycle?
How you doing, Aunt Georgia? What, say that again, Ms. Tiana?
We pedophiles, I think someone just made a comment earlier about sometimes pedophiles were victims themselves of folks who were molesters to them. How do we help them break the cycle?
Okay, so hurt people hurt people. So
mm-hmm.
sometimes a pedophile is a victim, once a victim, but now they seek and pray.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Ms. Darlene? So how you doing, Ms. Monica? How do you break that cycle? Mr. DJ, how do you break the cycle of this? You know, if you're hurt, how do you stop you from hurting somebody else? So if you was molested as a child, now a lot of times we don't want to talk about this. People want to leave their past in their past. Here's the thing. You have to discuss your past, not necessarily here. But you have to seek spiritual counseling. And when I say spiritual counseling, I'm not saying that you have to dial some 1-800 numbers. I'm not even saying that you have to go to your local church. When I say spiritual counseling, that's your relationship, direct relationship, your relationship, your direct relationship with God. You got to hear from God yourself. Now, counseling is not just hearing from God. Counseling is taking what you heard and applying it.
That's right.
Okay, what's going on, Jerome, Ms. Camilla? Okay, so how do we break the cycle of past molestation? Okay, how do we break that? How do we stop that perpetual wheel from keep on spinning, Mr. DJ? What you got, Mr. DJ?
Well, first, it's just like you said. First, you need to seek, notice that there's a problem. And then you need to seek the help of God and ask him to guide you, direct you to the right place. You know, and you can't do it anymore. Once you recognize what's going on, what's wrong, you can't do it anymore. That same hurt and pain that you caused, you got to realize that you're now on the other side and you're hurting someone else. And you have the power to stop it, to break that cycle, to break those chains and make a difference, not only in your life, but somebody else's too.
Okay.
So you got to get spiritual. You got to get right. You got to come out the darkness.
So let me play the devil's advocate, Mr. DJ. Okay.
Okay.
And you know that you can hurt somebody else. Do you really think that a molester cares that they hurt somebody else? In other words, their father raped them. Do you think they care if they rape somebody?
If they have been a victim, typically they do. If not, I don't know. But normally, if they have been a victim, then typically they do. Believe it or not, those are some peculiar cats. People that are in jail, 9 times in 10, they don't want you to come to jail. They don't, you know, those are the ones who want you to stay out of it. People that smoke real, real bad, they don't want you to come down this road. You know, so that's what I'm saying. Those kind of people that do stuff like that, if they have been a victim, then, you know, they would care about, you know, hurting someone else.
Okay. And I challenge that when Mr. DJ says they do care. I challenge that theory, because if they cared, you wouldn't see so many spiritual molesters or molesting people right now. Ms. Jennifer say they could care less, and I agree with you, Ms. Jennifer, because can I give y'all know I love examples, right? So let me give you an example.
Right.
Hey, come on, women. Women, y'all listen in on this for a second. Women, help me out, women. The woman who's married, somebody took her husband from her. Do you think she cares if she takes somebody else's husband from them?
Mm.
I'm going to leave that question right there.
At that time, no. No, she doesn't. But she can't control it. That's the difference. Care and control are two different things.
She can control her not messing with another person's husband. For instance, how you doing, Fabrica? Fabrizi. For instance, y'all, watch this. Watch this. Watch what I'm about to say now. You know, I've seen this going around on social media. They said, I'm going to give this one more try with this relationship thing. The next person that treat me wrong, I'm dogging every man I see. In other words, y'all done hurt me so bad, I'm a dog. Every man, I'm a player, be a player, player. Now what? You see what the going consensus is? In other words, if a pedophile has been raped by especially someone they care about, their father, their uncle, their mother, their sister, if somebody raped them and molested them, do you really think they care if they molest somebody? In other words, all chips are down. I don't care no more. Ms. Thomas said two wrongs don't make it right, and you're right. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. This is how you correct that cycle. It's much like a generational curse. Where there's no hope, there's going to continue to be devastation. See, in other words, the reason why is even now in the natural, the black community has been molested of education. They have been stripped of education. You know why? Because as long as you can run that ball, boy. As long as you can throw that ball, boy. As long as you can shoot that ball, boy. And then I'm going to give you a tutor that go to class for you. In other words, it's reverse slavery and we don't even see it. Because back in slavery days, you couldn't get an education. Now, they're telling you that you can, but you necessarily don't have to. I'm going to make it easy for you. So I'm going to deprive you. Lord, have mercy. I'm going to stop right there. Okay? It's molesting. It's raping some. Rape is taking something from somebody that is so valuable.
Yep.
I see it. So yep. The person, listen to what I'm saying. The person who has been molested, especially if it's someone close to them, how do you stop the cycle? You got to rekindle something called H-O-P-E. If you take away hope, they don't have nothing. The prisoner who's in prison that has been mentally molested of the opportunity that says, I will not ever see daylight again, they'll shank and kill everybody. But the one who knows they can get out in a year or two, they're going to be on good behavior. See, in other words, the reason why the hood is the way it is, because when you take away hope from anybody, that the chips fall where they fall. How you stop the cycle of pedophiles, if you got to encourage them and show them hope where it was taken away from them, you got to put it back in place. Remember, you're supposed to be salt and the light. Light exposes things and salt preserves things. What you waiting on?
Amen.
You got people that are molesters. They don't think they're worth a grain of salt. You know why? Because we're supposed to know God and love God, and to whom much is given, much is required. We don't even provide people with hope. We don't look beyond their faults. We look at their faults and tell them about them. So the pedophile continues to be the pedophile. The molester continues to be the molester simply because I'm hurt. All I see around me is hurt. I don't see hope. I see hurt. And when you see hurt, that perpetual wheel keeps on rolling. How you doing, Miss Asia? What's going on, my boy, Tori? How you doing, man? Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So let's get to it. So who said something? Miss Arlene said you have to face the tragedy to heal. Then forgive. Then forgive for you not. Okay. So you're forgiving for you not for them. Seek what help is available, and remember that you are never alone. Your testimony can be someone else's breakthrough. That's absolutely right, Miss Arlene. Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
Jennifer says she don't want nobody else's headache talking about. She don't want nobody else's husband. But Jennifer, cut that out. But Jennifer also said the Catholic Church is very big on molestation charges by the priest. And why is that, Ms. Jennifer? Why do y'all think that is the case? And y'all, again, we're not offending nobody, okay? But why is it prevalent, especially in ministry, where you have a lot of people who are in ministry molest children? Why do y'all think that's the case?
I have an opinion, Mr. Carr.
Please share.
And this is just my opinion alone, but I asked that same question to someone that's in that faith, and it was brought to my attention that the Bible said that you're not supposed to have sex with a woman till you're married. So a lot of priests were under the impression that if they're not having sex with a woman, then that means it's okay to lay with a man. And I was like, well, it also says you're not supposed to do that. So now what? So a lot of them are under the impression that since they're not laying with a woman, perhaps, then that means it's supposed to be okay. I'm like,
okay. Now, Miss Ebony just confirm what you just said, Mr. DJ, because she was raised Catholic for 20 years, and she said because they can't marry. Okay. How you doing, Miss Bush and me and Roy? What's going on, Miss Scott? How are you? And Miss Alicia, how you doing? Y'all got it? Okay. Why do you think that a lot of folks in the Catholic faith molest children? Here's the thing. They don't mean to go. What'd you say, Miss Ebony? They should be able to marry. Okay. So Miss Ebony says she feels that they should be able to marry. I got you. So here's the thing. We can't pinpoint as to why, because everybody's going to have different varying reasons, right? How you doing, Miss Sherry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Miss Ebony says she hoping they change their law. Okay. So here's a hypothesis, if you will. All right. You got to understand, when it comes to sexual predators, how you doing, Miss Sharon? When it comes to sexual predators, typically, much like Satan, you go to the weaker of your choices. See, in other words, it's easier if I'm a pastor for you to see me as a pastor. But I can't be sharing that all with people who view me as a pastor, because I can't, if I got a freaky side, I can't let you know about that because you see me in one light. Now, you'll say I'm human, but really, your expectation level of me has ascended. In other words, you expect me not to curse. You expect me not to drink. You expect a whole bunch of me. So I can't let you see that freaky side, right? So what would be the easier thing to do? To go with a child who's vulnerable, who don't expect those things from me. Actually, they see me as a figure, a role model maybe, but really not one that I can't coax into what I, you know, because if I can get them to be quiet and still be me, we good.
Right.
Is that true? Perhaps. I don't know. This is just an hypothesis because we can't get into the minds of the molester.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, Mo? Monique, how are you? So, y'all, it gets deep. And now, here's the thing. Can I be honest with y'all for a second? Spiritual molestation is not just in Catholicism. Spiritual molestation is in your home. When you...
Yes, sir.
DJ, can I be honest?
Yes, sir.
Spiritual molestation is when you want your child to view God the way you view God.
That's right.
How do you know this? The Bible says train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they're older, they won't depart from it. So now you have molested that child because you know a tree by the fruit that it bears. Now you have molested that child to the point that child see God, you know, even with the way we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Daddy God, and Daddy God, and yes. And see, first of all, no disrespect to nobody, but why they pray and how you pray? How you doing, Miss Sandy? Miss Jennifer, say how? Because here's the thing. Who said that you openly say, we openly say, I'm not there yet? So if you're not there yet, how did you manipulate that child to follow in your footsteps and not God's footsteps? See, being a parent is way, 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 way more than providing a roof over someone else's head and clothing them. Being a parent is showing them the truth. Remember, the Bible said that God will meet them where they are. Spiritual molestation don't want that individual to see God. They want that individual to see them as God. In other words, you can respect me in my house, but we never bring God in the equation. So what we start to do is manipulate the child. You will respect me. Even if they don't respect God, you make them respect you. Is that not wrong? Is that not out of order? I thought it was God first, and then the parents, and then the children. But you say they can disrespect God, but they think not disrespect you. Is that not mentally manipulating these children?
It is.
Oh, it's deep. How you doing, Miss Tanya? When we respect, when we require more respect than God, you don't think that we're raping somebody of something? In other words, we're denying them the opportunity to know God as a true God, And we put ourselves, now y'all know the Bible says, place no other idols before me. Don't you know we were raised to respect mama and daddy, and we wanted to grind so hard, and we wanted to make money to take care of mama and daddy, but we never had a desire to grind so hard just to please God. So who deprived us of that knowledge? I'm going to wait on this answer now. How you doing, Ms. Anitra? Ms. Camilla? Y'all know it gets deep, huh? It gets deep when people start getting quiet and then when them numbers start to drop around because everybody don't want to talk their spiritual talk. See, some people want to continue to be blinded. They don't want to face God. You know everybody don't like to face light because the light's too bright. And people squint and then when they get too much to where they squint, Mr. DJ, they turn away. That means they depart.
Hmm.
Hmm? Ms. Arlene said not make it a requirement to go to church on Sunday, but they're going to listen to you. All right, Ms. Arlene, there you go.
Right.
Tell her like it is.
Exactly.
That's the truth. How you doing, Ms. Camion? Okay? So, y'all, we got to be careful
well,
in other words.
Them, but you, stay, you send them, but you stay at home.
Mrs. DJ about to start. Y'all know that's, look, that's molestation, spiritual manipulation. When you send your child to church and you don't even go. What about that? What's going on, Michelle? I ain't going to go. Mr. DJ said that. I'm not getting in there. People might hang up on him, Mr. DJ.
Uh-oh.
Because that goes under that thing that says, do as I say, not as I do. So we manipulate the child to do as I say, not as I do. Ain't that something? And y'all know that manipulation is only, the only word that you need to know about manipulation is called short and cut. That's it. That's all manipulation is. Taking the easy way out. I don't want to get it the honest way, so I'm going to manipulate whoever wants willing to listen. Ms. Arlene said, DJ, speak. Speak it, Mr. DJ. How you doing, Ms. Raven? Let's get to this next. What we got, Ms. Tiana?
So we had a question just come up about, it said, my 8-year-old daughter came to visit me and told me that she has been touched inappropriately a few times by her mother's boyfriend. How can I protect her when her mother has sole custody?
Say that again, please.
Sure. I believe this is a gentleman talking. He said, my 8-year-old daughter came to visit me and told me that she has been touched inappropriately a few times by her mother's boyfriend. How can I protect her when her mother has sole custody?
Can you put that question on the screen too, Ms. Sam?
Yes, sir.
My 8-year-old daughter came to visit me and told me that she has been touched inappropriately by a few times by her mother's boyfriend. How can I protect her when her mother has sole custody? Okay. Come on, Facebook, what we got to say? Ms. Jennifer said, my dad was one of those people. He always sent us to church every Sunday, but he didn't go. Okay, and he is. All right. Ms. Viola, how you doing? Y'all, the question is, my 8-year-old daughter came to visit me and told me that she has been touched inappropriately a few times by her mother's boyfriend. How can I protect her when her mother has sole custody? What y'all have to say about that? Mr. DJ, what you got?
I have a lot to say. I'm going to try to narrow it down. First of all, brother, you need to file for joint custody. You need to legitimize that child. She can have full custody all day long. That has nothing to do with what's going on with your child. If she was confident enough to come and talk to you, you need to be a man and do something about it. You need to first put her mom on alert and let her know what's going on. Nothing happens from there, then you need to get the Department of Family and Children's Services involved. And I guarantee you, that that will get things rolling, because if not, you're going to find yourself and her in places that you don't want to be in.
Okay.
I mean, you'll end up doing something stupid, you know, and then she won't ever see you again.
Okay. So if y'all on Facebook Live, y'all can see me. So that's what Mr. DJ answered. Let me give y'all the outside of church answer, not the spiritual side. See, it's called you give man's law. Y'all can see me out there? It's man's law. That's what you use. These two right here. Now, whoever in the way, the boyfriend, he can get it too then. Now, that's just that other answer. I'm just with y'all. Let's do it the spiritual way. Let's do it the right way. If your child is being molested, is being fondled, touched on, and the mother is not doing a thing, first of all, even before I go to Child Protective Services, I'm telling you, me personally, I'm going straight to the mom. I'm going to make Child Protective Services come in quicker that way. I'm going straight to the mom. How you doing, Miss Sonya, Miss Sheena? Okay. And Miss Keisha. She's so lit. Y'all see it?
Yeah.
I'm going to the mama first simply because this is your child. Your child is crying out. Perhaps she didn't tell you because she's not comfortable. And if she's not comfortable with telling you, why is she living with you?
Mm.
See, you got to stop the bleeding right now. Child Protective Services, they, you know, people can pretend while they come around. See, I'm going to stop that thing for real. Even if that means I got to go down swinging. See, we can give the spiritual answers on the phone and online. But see, the reality is I'm going to stay spiritual, but I'm going to do it in a natural way. How you doing, Ms. Sarita? Okay. Because you calling TPS is one thing. How long does it take them to get there? I don't even care. When I'm able to do, well, they'll meet me there then. They better get there before I get there.
Mm-hmm.
That would be one of those situations, even if I don't have protective custody, I would literally keep my child and I'll be willing to go in and just go ahead and, you know, as some would say, go to jail because you don't have sole custody. But when they hear this child crying out and why this child came with me, then we'll get some answers. I'm not going to let a child stay in a situation and wait on CPS. Won't happen. Not mine.
That's right.
Won't happen. That sounds logical. But that's almost saying, that's like saying somebody beating on my mama and I'm going to call the police. Oh, I'm going to call them after. I'm going to call the police to come and get them up off their ground after the fact.
Hmm.
But I refuse to call the police and somebody hitting on my mama. Police can't do nothing right now. They can, I'll be, look, you better call them. I'm about to handle this right quick. I'm just telling y'all the truth. This is God, and this is not promoting violence. I'm telling you how to stop the bleeding initially because that child is being fondled and touched on. It only takes 24 minutes, 24 seconds for somebody to penetrate your child. CPS can't get that quick enough. I'm sorry. That's real. That other stuff sounds good, but y'all know how predators operate, right?
That's right.
Ms. Arlene said, that's why as parents need to keep a relationship between us to have open communication to co-parent. We as women need to stop bringing men into our homes over our children. I agree with you, Ms. Arlene. You can't have every man around your child, whether it's a little boy or a little girl. You cannot. You cannot do that. And vice versa, you can't have every woman over your child either.
God, the amen.
Because a woman can miss... can molest a female little girl, and she never touches. She don't have to molest her by touching her. She can molest her mind by saying, look, I'm better than your mom. See, what you think she's doing? I don't think y'all hear me. I don't think you hear me. Do y'all, let me ask a question. Do you think that if molestation, do you think that you're depriving a child when you force them to call somebody else daddy, that they don't want to call daddy, but it's your mate? I don't care if you're engaged or not. Do you think that it's proper to do that?
No.
It's not.
No, it's not.
Miss Katina, hold on. Miss Katina, to the next question, last question, she said yes, because my answer wasn't going to be a good one. All right. Miss Jennifer says, for the last question, call CPS and have them to go to the house and investigate. They will have the child psychologist interview the child. And the child would have interview the child. Okay, they would interview the child, and the child would have a physical done. Okay. Ingrid said, "Word plus fear equals limitation. Remove one, you suddenly overcome an obstacle." Okay. Ms. Thompson said he must talk with the mom and let her know what is going on, and follow things from there. Okay. All right, Ms. Ebony says. Are the parents' name on the birth certificate? If there are no court papers, go check the child out of school. All right, man.
It's real.
It's evidence. We got to be kidding, because I'm with you. I promise you. Ms. Jennifer said, this has happened to my 5-year-old niece before. She was kidnapped by her dad's ex-wife. My God. All right. Ms. Katina says she cutting up. Calm down, Ms. Katina. I'm with you. I got an extra bag. I'm just... How you doing, Ms. Ashton? How are you? Okay. Ms. Evans says, please remove the child. Molestation has lasting scars. And that's absolutely right. You got to remove the child from that situation. Ms. Katina says, yes, Lord, I appreciate your natural answer because I'm reacting right there. Okay. You reacting right there? Okay, I got you. How are you doing, Miss? Okay. So, y'all, how you doing, Miss Vicky? Y'all, the question is, do you think you are depriving a child? I didn't say depriving, Miss Tiana. But do you think that this molestation by having your child call another man or another woman mama and daddy? See, the scenario that's changed, y'all, we're talking about spiritual molesters. Watch this. The narrative's changed. Can I be honest with y'all? When a woman say, hey, that's my new boyfriend. We've been dating for 5 years. That's your daddy. It's okay that they call him daddy. Okay. Now, what about that man been dating that woman for 5 years? How does that sound? You hear somebody else call mama. Now, I know the going consensus would be, but, if he wasn't there, don't matter. Lord, have mercy. Because y'all know we make excuses as to why we manipulate. And when we manipulate, we molest. It's okay that child say, hey, that's Mr. DJ, or hey, that's Mr. Carr. How you doing, Mr. Carr? How you doing, Mr. DJ? Why they got to call him daddy? That's your choice, not theirs. Regardless of whether the other person was there or not. Hello? Ms. Katina said no because you're not married. How many men in the past have you had a child call them that? And Ms. Katina, I agree with you. Mr. DJ, what you got?
Even if you are married. I'm sitting up here holding this, but first of all, men need to get their kids legitimated. That's your child just as you have every right to that child just as much as a female do. If that's your child, that's your child. If you're the dad, then be the dad. You have to. To me, I wear daddy proudly. I earned the right for that. My child's mom and me are not together, but there's no doubt in my mind. She used to always threaten me with that, but my child knows exactly who her dad is. I don't care if she get married 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. It ain't but one dad, and that's just like our God in heaven. It ain't but one dad.
Mm-hmm.
You come in the form of I don't know how many little G's. But the big G belongs to the big G. And,
okay.
And I'm the big D in my child's life. I'm the big
okay.
D. I'm dad. So, you
all
know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Ms. Kathy? So, yeah, I have another question right quick. Okay, we're talking about spiritual molestation, pedophiles, exposing it. Watch this. Is it possible, Ms. Ebony, where you at? I want to hear what you got to say on this, Ms. Ebony and Ms. Jennifer. Is it possible, okay, hold on, what Ms. Cassie say? The child have one daddy and one mommy. Their parents
that's
are called
right.
Mr. and Mrs. All right, Ms. Cassie. I don't like this cat. So, y'all, is it possible that there can be rape within a marriage? In other words, when you marry, is it possible to rape your spouse? Now, you know the Bible says, y'all look at it, throw the Bible. You know the Bible says that your body belongs to your spouse. So the question is it possible that there can be rape within a marriage? Ms. Arlene
yes.
said, we need to also start degrading the other parent. This also causes issues. Okay, to the last one, okay? Ms. Cassie said it is possible. Ms. Tiana, what
yes.
you say? Is it possible? I'm going to get to Mr. DJ next. So you know Mr. DJ can hit us with that curveball. Is it possible? That there can be rape within a marriage? Ms. Evans say
yes.
Yeah. Ms. Evans? Ms. Katina say yes. Ms. Tamara say, what you say, Ms. Tiana?
I said, absolutely there can be. That's even one of my questions is sometimes do you even know that you are being raped, right? It's an assault of something that you are not wanting, that it's not proper for you to receive. And when it's being done in the spiritual and it's someone, especially if it's your partner, you may not even realize that that thing is happening to you. So it is very possible. But that's my question. Do you even realize it?
All right. Y'all, can I read what y'all say in the scripture? Look, y'all write this down so y'all don't say he's making it up, okay? 1 Corinthians 7:4. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but yields it to her husband. In the same way, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but yields it to his wife. The question is it possible? Mr. Bree said yes. Mr. Capitol said yes, it's possible. Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. Okay. She mentioned that. Ms. Evelyn, what'd you say? Husband and wives who are one would never allow themselves to get in that position. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ms. Evelyn, I see that. I feel that deepness. All right, there. Ms. Tamara said yes. Ms. Arlene said, oh, yes, experience is a lesson learned. All right, I see you. Ms. Jennifer said, yes, I found out 2 years ago my mom was continuously raped by my father. Wow. I don't think it can be proven in court. I don't think it can be proven in court back then or now. Okay. Wow. Ms. Kathy said, no means no. Respect your wife or your husband's mind. How you doing, Ms. Carrie? Wow, y'all, that's strong. Is it possible? But the question is it possible that there can be rape within a marriage? What you got, Mr. DJ?
I was saying yes because there's more than just physical rape. I agree with you, and I was about to say something of that scripture as well, physically. You're supposed to be submitting one to another, but that says your body. It didn't say anything about your spirit and your mind. Your spirit and your mind are something completely different. And there's guidelines according to that about being married as well, but yes, you can rape one another.
Mm-hmm. All right. How you doing, Ms. Kamala? Hadn't seen you in a while. So y'all see, is it possible, okay, that there can be rape within a marriage? The answer is absolutely yes. Watch where I'm about to go with this. The answer is yes when one person is outside of God. Ms. Latanya said manipulation happens in marriage all the time. It is impossible for there to be rape in marriage if you have two people who are in God. And what I mean by that is when you spiritually connected, you see it God's way. You walk according to the rules of God. The steps of a righteous man and woman are ordered by the Lord. That means there will never be rape because everything will be met in God's perfect timing.
All right.
Spiritual rape happens or natural rape happens within a marriage when one person leaves the will of God or two people leave. And what happens is that man is demanding his wife, but he's not demanding her in a spiritual way. What happens is that woman demands her husband, but she's not demanding him in a spiritual way. See, I'm going to ask another question right quick. What Ms. Jennifer say, being married doesn't mean you have to give it up every day to your...
Oh, Ms. Jennifer, Lord.
You know I love you, yeah. Ms. Jennifer be bringing it. She said, I don't mean you have to give it up every day to your husband. Being submissive doesn't mean you have to spread your eagle wings all the time. All right, Ms. Jennifer. Boy. So, well, y'all stay focused. Don't be laughing at Ms. Jennifer. Stay focused. Okay. What happens is, okay, if you have one person who strays away or two people who stray away from the will of God, rape can happen within a marriage because now it's only a title. It's not a love glue that sticks together. See, marriage should be more than just a title. Marriage should be a union that is solidified by God. When God leaves the equation, in an equation, anything can happen, including rape. Y'all follow me? Miss Jennifer said my dad was always the goat on the left and my mom the sheep on the right. And that's absolutely wrong. I agree with you. Miss Alicia said equally yoked. Miss Arlene said yes. Y-E-Z. She didn't say S. Y-E-Z. Yes. When you argue about church, the pastor, et cetera, but during this time, you are not even attending. Spiritual rape at its best. Young teens getting married. Testimony. All right. All right. Y'all with me? How you doing, Miss Peoples? Miss Laquita? Y'all got it? So here's my next question. Okay. Well, since we're talking about molestation, y'all, this is about to be a deep question. Somebody say they love my bell. Let me go. Watch this, y'all. Can you make love outside of marriage? Now, I'm going to sit back in on this one, and I'm going to chill on this one. Put that question up in the ten. Can you make love outside of marriage? I'm going to chill on this one. I'm going to see what everybody else got to say. Can you make love? Hold on. Let me direct this down. Can you make love outside of marriage?
No. No. No.
Yes.
Mr. DJ said yes. Mr. DJ, how you make love outside of marriage?
Well, outside the obvious, love is not always sex. And that's where a lot of people take it to, is equate making love with sex.
Mm-hmm.
That's not always love. Okay, so, you know, for those people who thinking like that, again, you're not always having sex outside. I can love someone and not be married to them.
Okay. But let's talk to the physical part of it then. I agree with you on that one. Can you make physical love outside of...
Can you make physical love? You shouldn't, but I was told that it has been done before.
Everybody make me ask him a question, but that's my boy. Because I'm about to say, DJ, have you made physical love outside of marriage? But I don't want you to get it. They be looking at this, that you know. And so they going to call you out and talk about, so you ain't never made love, so we going to get you in trouble. So.
I think the word.
So can you make love outside of marriage?
Should you
know, can you?
Yeah.
Ms. Catherine said no. Ms. Ebony over there laughing. Ms. Arlene said yes. Ms. Katina said yes. But not sexually. Making love is more than sex. Okay. Ms. Sharon said no, you cannot. Ms. Alicia said, she's trying to see. She want to see what everybody else got to say. Ms. Jennifer said, of course not. It's just a wham, bam, thank you, thank you, sir. Okay. Ms. Arlene, she agrees with you, Mr. DJ.
Okay.
Ms. Ebony, what that mean? Thumbs up. What you got to say about that, Ms. Ebony? I need to hear what you got to say. Mr. Bree said no because you shouldn't be having sex outside of marriage. Okay. Ms. Jennifer said it's lust. It's a quickie. Okay. With your long-term boyfriend or boyfriend, love or sex. Okay. All right. Uh-oh. Ms. Arlene said she hesitating, DJ.
Well, everybody is not a quickie. And some people it takes longer to commit than others. I'm just being devil's advocate. I'm just saying, you know.
What, Mr. DJ?
I said everybody is not a quickie. So some people it takes longer than others to commit. You know, I know some people that's been together almost 40 years and ain't got married. And they are consistently with each other. They just ain't never did the right thing and, you know, tied a knot.
Okay.
But that don't make it right. I'm not saying that make it right.
Don't
confuse that. I'm not saying that makes it right, but I'm just saying, yeah, you know. I guess
now,
should you do it? No.
You doing, Ms. Dorothy? Here's the thing, Mr. DJ. Y'all listen now. So, we're talking about the physical. Can you make love outside of marriage? The physical. We all know you absolutely cannot. Here's the thing. Okay? Ms. Tam would say common law. Here's the thing. Heaven is say true. I know people who have been together for years with children and never married, okay? Here's the thing. We never want to shatter our dreams of the experience of lovemaking because it was so good. It felt so good. And we don't want to deprive ourselves of thinking we didn't make love. True?
Hmm. True.
But what if it was good for you and not for them? Was it lovemaking?
Right.
Okay.
Right. How you doing, Miss Flowers? You know, you rubbing your stomach talking about, oh, I feel good here. They were there like
right.
shaking their head. Talking about that was like paper. That was dry. I'm gonna stop. Let me stop, y'all. Let me stop. Mr. DJ. Oh, hold on. We're going to keep it spiritual, okay?
Okay.
You cannot, okay, make love outside of marriage. And I don't want nobody to get mad at me. But in order to make love outside of marriage, what Ms. Evans say? Good to one and not the other. How you doing, Ms. Kimberly? Outside of marriage, if you make love, you're saying that God is involved in your sin because lovemaking is God making.
All
see,
right.
Lovemaking is an experience so intimate to where you know God sent you that one. It's a spiritual connection. Lovemaking is entailed and enthralled in the whole scripture, the whole narrative is written by God. So it's more than y'all bodies physically intertwined. It's your spirit man. Because you know every time you have sex, you have a piece of that person with you. You do know that, right?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Right.
Oh, Lord, somebody might get mad at me.
Tell it.
Ms. Alicia said intimacy should be spiritual as well as intimate. I mean, as intimacy should be spiritual as well. Okay. How you doing, Ms. Mary?
Right.
Do know that every time you have sex, whoever you done had sex with over the years, that person is a part of you, fam.
Yes, indeed.
Lord, have mercy.
Yes, indeed.
Lord,
somebody say, that's why I act like this and act like that. Lord, I'm a... Ain't no, you can't go, Dove don't work that good. Irish soap don't either.
Nope.
Huh? Yo, you cannot make love outside of God. Because if you make love outside of marriage, you're saying that God was involved in the fact that you wasn't married. He was right there, and he endorsed that. Because God is love, correct?
He is.
Correct.
Anybody want to challenge that? God is love.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Ms. Ebony say, come on now, multiple personality. And that's real, y'all. We are tagged to people that we make love or have sex with.
I be
Ms. Kimberly,
right.
The question is, we talk about spiritual molestation, molesting. We saying the question was, can you make love outside of marriage? Okay, it's impossible to make love outside of marriage because if we make love, what we're saying is God is involved in it. And is God involved in foolishness?
Not at all.
Come on. Ms. Jennifer say yes because you become as one when you have sex. That's right. Soul ties, Ms. Ebony say. Y'all with me? Okay, so
yes,
it's okay bad because a lot of times we don't want to hear that. You know, just like people say that who's the greatest boxer of all times, people say Muhammad Ali. We say that because of sentimental values. But you know good and well people are getting bigger, stronger, and faster. Y'all know that, right?
Correct.
So although we want to say he was the greatest for his era. Don't you know these people hitting hard for real?
Yeah.
People get bigger, stronger, and faster. They take supplements, y'all. It gets, that's why the helmets are no longer leather. They're plastic, and they still messing people up. What I'm saying that to say is because we want to hold on to that experience of lovemaking and say that was lovemaking and I was in love with that person. Just because you was in love with them emotionally don't mean that God was involved in the sex that y'all had.
Amen.
Satan is a master of deception. He makes it feel like lovemaking when it's only lust.
Jesus.
How you doing, Ms. Rodriguez and Ms. Latrice? Ms. Evans say, like in church, I just say ouch. All right. Y'all got it? So anybody have any
yes,
more
sir.
Questions right quick before we get off?
Mm-mm.
Like Mayweather? What's going on, Jacob? So, y'all, we've been talking about this spiritual molesting, statutory spiritual raping and things like that. We got to be very careful, okay?
Right.
Because the way our thoughts are, our thought patterns are, is very important. We got to make sure that our thought patterns mirror God. Seriously, remember the Bible says the same mind that Christ had in him, we should have in us. The reason being, one of the reasons being is because as a man thinketh, so is he. And so when you think like God, not that we are God, but when we think like God, we won't manip others to try and think like us. We would actually steer them the way of God and not us.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all with it?
Mr. Carr.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. How you doing, Ms. Sandra? What you got, Mr. DJ?
I have one question. I wish you could post it to Facebook.
What you got?
Why are there two different punishments for the same statutory rape molestation crime? Why are there two different punishments as to gender? If, for instance, and this is in the field of education, if a woman, a female teacher, is molesting a male student, then she gets sent home with pay.
Okay.
Pending the investigation, but she still get her money. If a man is molesting a female student, he's sent home without pay, pending the investigation. And that's real. That's the law across the United States.
How you doing, Miss?
Why?
Okay, how you doing, Miss Kenyatta and Jay's Mix, Miss Amara Fields? Miss Tondra, how are y'all? So Mr. DJ posed a question. Why are there two different punishments for molestation, female to boy or male to girl? Why is that two different? Why do women pedophiles or women molesters get less time than a male? Can anybody answer that?
Or go home with pay.
Or go home with pay.
Yeah.
So why is there a double standard when it comes to molestation? What's going on, E40?
Mr. Carr, it's the same nonsense when it comes to child support. We're going to believe the man is absolutely in the wrong first before any type of investigation. So men always have to prove themselves versus the other way, as in the women are presumed to be right, and we're just going to prove that she was already right. So we're just not going to dock her pay.
Okay.
That's what it boils down to.
Ebony said, that's my first time hearing that, and I have been in education for almost 18 years. Okay.
It's exactly what Ms. Tiana said. There's supposed to be more single female parents out there than there are single male.
Okay.
So I guess they figure that they need their money, and we don't.
Okay. Well, it is a disparity and difference. How you doing, Ms. Boldner? It is. You know, the unfortunate thing about that is we recognize it, but here come those natural statutory laws that govern
right.
it.
Right.
Because if y'all see it, now how you doing, Ms. Caller? Ms. Jennifer said the male is penetrating and the males molest young as 5 years old. Okay. Ms. Arlene says society is more acceptable of a man doing it than a woman.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just don't sound right when you see a woman, say a woman molested, she can flip it around and say, well, that little boy was whistling and messing with me. And she can say, well, he actually, she got to be careful because the statutes still say that you shouldn't be consenting.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see it? So it's the unfortunate truth, though. Okay, it's the unfortunate truth that it's like that. It's the hard, honest truth. Okay, it's the presumption that a man makes more money than the female traditionally. The mom is traditionally the custodial parent. Okay, Ms. Evans. That's good. Y'all see it, though?
They need to hurry up and change up. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I mean, and then you have, how you doing, Ms. Ebony Warren? Then we have years later, people, y'all see it nowadays more than not, where people bringing up charges or bringing up cases, I mean, things years later. And not just sitting. But man, is it political? And what's the reason behind it? And I do agree that it should be handled. It should be. But what's behind that, though?
Right.
Okay. So, Ms. Ebony, would you say someone posted a question about young children engaging in sexual contact? How you doing, Ms. Kathy and Ms. Morgan? Okay. Ms. Alicia said, working for the school system, they always feel that a man is just being a man. 32 years in the school system, it's not right, but to feel the boy
not right, but to feel the boy came on to her. Okay, they feel that the boy came on to her. Okay. All right. So, y'all, this is real. So, this is something that we have to address, and spiritually, we got to keep it lifted up before God. So, okay. Ms. Cassie said the school system needs a union to fight for guys. Okay. Ms. Evans say, so are they molesting each other?
Wow.
Wow. And Ms. Ebony, I see where you're going with that, because that's interesting. Are they molesting each other? Would the young person be molesting, the young boy be molesting the older teacher? But it's already presumed that the teacher who knows better, to whom much is given, much is required, that she shouldn't allow it to happen anyways.
Right.
That's
true.
So Ms. Kimberly said, I'm reminded of a movie, Antoine Fisher, when the female did the molesting. It's just sickening, all of it. You're right. Ms. Jennifer said, men have been doing it longer than women. Ooh, I don't know.
Oh,
Ms.
my
Jennifer.
Gosh.
I don't know.
You know.
Well,
you know,
can
Mr.
I say
Carter,
something to that?
Huh? What you said, Ms. Tiana?
I was going to say, but the reality is that it was women were in the classroom longer. So I'm intrigued by that. But that could be a whole other debate, another conversation.
Could be a whole other discussion. What'd you say, Mr. DJ?
I was just saying, you know, it wasn't too long. I'm not trying to tell my age, but when I was in school, a senior could date a freshman or sophomore. Nowadays, the laws are in place, man, you go to jail. You can't do that. Like freshman, sophomore. You know, but they can't fool with the junior, senior get arrested for that. It wasn't until recently that happened here in Georgia to where you can't, a certain age, you can't even be with a, like if you're a senior, if you're 18, 17, you can't be with like a 14, 15-year-old.
I got you. Well, y'all, we're going to leave it right there. Great, great, great information. Ms. Alicia said it's also, the look.
Took God out of school.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Ebony said she had a classmate date a teacher. They get real. You say men have been doing it longer than women? I'll just leave it here. Even in the natural, who manipulated who? Did Adam manipulate Eve or did Eve manipulate Adam?
See?
You know manipulation is a form of pedophiling, right? That's a form of, that's
right.
Leftist, the number one go-to. So did Eve manipulate Adam or the other way around? We'll leave that right there. That's how you find out who's been doing what longer. All right, let us pray and pray, Mr. DJ.
Bow your head, close your eyes, open up your heart. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for bringing us together in fellowship and love, and just coming together for fellowship, Father, to uplift your name, not for any credit or to hear ourselves talk or boast, but to actually share your word and to feed off you spiritually, Father. Let it manifest within us and grow so that we can go about telling the world of how good you are and of your grace and love, Father. Father, we ask that you keep us safe and bless everybody under the sound of my voice. And for those that are traveling, we pray for their grace and mercy, Father. We thank you. We love you. And we ask that you bring us together again at the appointed time, the appointed hour, to come together again and worship with you again. We ask these things in your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
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 All right. So, yeah. Boy, this is why I love Ms. Jennifer. Ms. Jennifer said, well, that red apple shouldn't have looked so good. Right. Look, when y'all get a chance, check us out on Wednesday for Bible study. 225-364-0211, and that's 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Y'all have a great night, all right? We'll see y'all next Monday if y'all don't catch us on Bible study. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.